some retirement income for all working Americans. How do they do that exactly? How can I assure you of anything in the future, either tomorrow or 10 generations from now? What on God's earth, what in God's universe would believe that would make you believe that I have the ability to assure you of something tomorrow or 10 years from now or 10 generations from now? And if you're saying nothing, then you get the gold star and can go to the front of the class. So here you have your government assuring you in a lie, essentially, because it can't be anything but a lie, that you will have retirement income forever for all working Americans. By the way, that little actuarial assessment they made in 1930 changed dramatically over the next 70 years. And now they're going, oops, I don't, is it possible we made a mistake? I don't know. What about this? Payroll taxes are set at 1% for both workers and employers in the first $3,000 of earnings. So I'm going to do the math. You know, we're talking about $30. So do you know what the top level would be now if you were the highest, you know, the highest salary capped amount of Social Security earnings can be taxed? You know what you'd be paying? $16,480. Oh, so that assurance they gave you that you'd have income, well, that's after they take a pretty good chunk of change from you for the rest of your life, too. So payroll taxes go from $30 in 1935 to upwards of $16,500 today. Now, that's just for Social Security. Remember, they've also added now a Medicare tax and an unemployment tax. So it sounds like they're really doing a pretty good job of estimating the future cost of all these plans they're putting in place for us. Remember, this admixture of politics and finance was a principal nail in the coffin of freedom in America. It really was. Now, here's the last thing. It says the Social Security Act is signed into law. I've got news for you. This isn't a law at all. This is a policy. This is a desire of some men over other men. It's really, if you want to boil it down, it's a massive manipulation of the nation's population. That's what it is. And it doesn't have to be this way. That's the other thing that always strikes me. It doesn't have to be this way. Social Security is not a law like thou shalt not kill. It's a policy statement. It's a desire to say, hey, old folks shouldn't run out of money and starve to death. I'm not sure that ever really happened, ever. I mean, I believe their family and their church and their friends were taking care of them. However, just for argument's sake, let's say that there were old folks that needed a helping hand. Well, it's not the government's job to do that, one. But if the government does do it, look out. What the government subsidizes, you get more of. You start paying people to be impoverished in old age, you'll find a lot more impoverished old age people around. And then you'll find families not taking care of them because they go, well, they got the government to take care of them. It's passing everyone's burden on to everyone. It's unsustainable. But here's the point. It doesn't have to be this way. But so long as it is this way, we're going to have more and more of the same because besides the fact what you subsidize, you'll get more of, it also buys votes. Oh, let's extend Social Security to that family. Oh, let's extend Social Security to that group of people. Hey, let's add 2% to a cost of living adjustment. And they on and on and on. I got another story for you about this, on how they try to buy votes. But here's the thing about buying votes that's always perplexed me.